So this idea started with Gramercy being out of space, and our firm is growing. And also with me understanding what it's like to be a startup entrepreneur and knowing that we need space for creative entrepreneurs.
So that's how the incubator idea sort of came about.
The creative economy in the Capital Region's growing, just like Gramercy's growing. And people that work in our sector need space. They need to collaborate. They need services. There's a lot of people working on their own. And so we came up with this idea to put them all together under one roof.
What about the Capital Region gives you those creative people that you're looking for? What sort of assets do we have here that the incubator looks to be working with?
I think in the Capital Region has a stable economy, you know, bolstered by government, by healthcare, by higher ed, and we have a growing tech sector. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are on their own who are working in the creative sector, servicing a whole variety of clients. And just similar to our story at Gramercy, we see that and realize that it'd be great if we can put people together and get them collaborating and working under one space.
So you're going to actually have the Gramercy Communications offices right in the back. So in addition to having the different people who would come here and rent space to do their own projects, you'll be able to assist them. They'll have that expertise right at hand.
So the building itself is 13,000 square feet, and 4,000 of it's going to be Gramercy Communications. And so the rest of it's going to be the Troy Innovation Garage. So the folks that come in and are part of the garage are going to have the benefit of having Gramercy anchor this location. And with that comes access to our staff, our team, our connections, our ideas, our experiences.
Now, what sort of ideas are you looking, when you talk about the creative economy, what sort of businesses are you hoping to cultivate and then get them started, give them a place to work, and then send them off onto their own? What sort of businesses are we looking at?
The definition of the creative class is pretty broad. And I think that what we're going to find here is that folks that are somehow connected to the field of communications, PR, marketing, advertising, graphic design, web designers, or service providers who serve those types of startups, lawyers, IP lawyers, architects, are going to find this to be a perfect place for them.
Are you going to keep the pink paint and wallpaper?
We're going to tear down this pink wallpaper and then repaint it pink. But certainly, you know, we were trying to make a splash, and I was joking today on social media, and I said, you know, when creative people take over a building, we like to first adjust the Pantones.